My colleague had piles and piles of stuff all over her desk, completely surrounding her office, and any time she needed to find a piece of paperwork, it would take at least 10 minutes. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band, so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
This particular colleague and I moved into the new building that we're in now in 2007. And I remember one time when she came into my office, and my office is most of the time, my work area is pretty clear. And she came in and she said, "It's not fair that they made your office bigger." Now, mind you, it is literally like 2 inches bigger than what her office was. But she looked around at my clean desk and she said, "It's not fair that they made your office bigger. You don't even need the space." And she felt like she really needed those piles and piles. But I'm going to tell you a tip today for how to save yourself time. I mean, the example I gave with my colleague, it would take her 5 to 10 minutes to find a piece of paperwork. But that's not the entire thing with having piles on your desk. And I know people will say, "Well, I know where everything is, or it's organized in my own way." But really, it takes up brain space. Every time you look at it, your brain says, somewhere in the back of your brain, it says, "Oh, I need to get to that. Oh, I need to do that. Oh, I need to do that." And it just clutters your brain. And so I read a book one time that talked about making your workspace, only having on your workspace the things you are immediately doing right now. And I can't say that I'm 100% with this, but about 90% of the time I follow this. And I'm going to give you 2 rules. The first one is to get rid of your piles, because they do take up that brain space. And most often, our piles are like our reminder to-do list. So I'm going to suggest that you do it. If it's something you can do right away, if it's a piece of paper that the special ed department needs you to sign or write down a student's grade on, just do it and get it off your desk and done with, and you don't have to worry about it, especially if it can be done in a couple of minutes or less. There are some things that come across my desk, usually in my mailbox, that I want to put in what I call a thinking folder or not right now folder. It's something I might want to do, for example, a new music CD. When it comes in the mail, I don't want to listen to it right then, but it's something that I might want to do. And that gives me another point too. When I go to my mailbox, there are some things I dump right into the recyclables right from the mailbox. So I stand there of the recyclables and I flip through the mail and I dump stuff into the trash or in the recyclable box right away. And then the things that need to be thinking on go into my file, which I'll talk about in a moment. So if it's something that you don't need to do and you just need to think about, put it in your thinking folder. Throw it away. If there's something that a broken piece to something, I don't know why sometimes we save those kind of things or they just clutter our desk. We're not sure what to do about it. Sometimes it's completely safe to just throw it away. If it's something that you need to get done, but not right now, maybe it needs to happen in 2 weeks, then put it in that thinking folder that we talked about and put it on your calendar. If you're someone who keeps a calendar and it's something that's due in 2 weeks or you need to make it a priority in 2 weeks, then just put it on your calendar. Now, let me back up again. So we talked about getting rid of piles, but I actually still have piles. My desk is set up to have a long L-shaped desk. The one section is a little bit longer than the other. And that's the part of my office that I keep clear. Now, there's also shelves 2 or 3 deep that go above that desk that jut out off of the wall. And those are where my piles are. So maybe I have a pile of music that I need to get to or copy or go through and see if it's going to work for a certain group. Maybe I have a pile of permission slips that are coming back from students that I don't need to do anything with now, but I need to keep them organized. And so there's a pile for the permission slip, a pile for the solo and ensemble festival. There might be some extra tiles from marching band. And those things are up on my shelf, but they're out of my mind and they're in my calendar and my workspace where I keep my computer and printer. That area is all clear except with what I'm working on right now. Now I'm going to give you tip number two, and that's make files. If you spend about an hour doing this, someday when there's a snow delay or a teacher work day, take an hour to do this is all it takes to set up. It just seems overwhelming when you look at it. If you have a drawer full of papers and they're not organized in any way, then it's going to seem like it's going to take more than an hour, but it really won't. And you're going to have to find something that works for you. I'll tell you something that works for me, the filing system that works for me and that I created. I've got a file for music I want to listen to. I have a file for percussion exercises. I have a file for my inventory, my instrument sign-out sheets, and the actual inventory that goes with that. I have the file called Thinking File, and that's things I'm not sure what I need to do with right now, but I just want to save those for future time. And then I have a file of important papers, and those are things like the 501c3 paperwork to our booster organization, the contracts that I get from the school, like for my extra pay for doing marching band, and those kind of things, they go into that file. And all of these files, what I do is as soon as I have a piece of paperwork, if a student signs out an instrument, I immediately put it into that inventory file. And then I don't have to think about it. It doesn't accumulate into a big stack. If I have to pay a vendor, but I'm going to try to do that once a week and sit down and do all the check requests, I put that in that thinking folder, and then I know that it's going to be handy there when I need it. You will find yourself having much more time to do the things that are really important, which is teaching music. If you take these two tips, you will go miles and miles if you get rid of your piles and make files. I hope that this has been helpful to you, and I hope that you have great success in finding more time to teach music.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band.